This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the spirit of unity and warned the countrymen against divisive powers that aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Devas celebrations at Ekta Nagar Kevadia in Gujarat on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Vikasit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions. Mr. Modi urged the citizens to remain vigilant and to embrace the spirit of India's unity in diversity. He said new history is being scripted in the country and India is emerging as a global leader. He highlighted that India today is a country which is progressive, inclusive, sensible and on the path of rapid development despite unstable global situations. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Patel toward unifying the country, PM Modi said that the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel would be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the line of actual control. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. He said this after virtually inaugurating the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Major Ralingnau Bob Khating Museum of Valor at Tawang today. The festival of lights Diwali is being celebrated today across the country with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, every street, locality, market and house of the state has been illuminated. Orchha, the city of Rajaram and also known as Ayodhya of Madhya Pradesh, has been decorated with thousands of lamps. In Karnataka, the day began with traditional oil baths and temple visits. Many devotees gathered at the Chamundeshwari temple in Mysore and the ISKCON temple in Bengaluru for special prayers. In Bengaluru, iconic buildings like the Vidhan Sautha and Raj Bhavan have been illuminated with vibrant lights. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Deepavali. The domestic benchmark indices today extended losses for the second consecutive session. The BSE Sensex declined 553 points or 0.69% to close at 79,389, while the NSE Nifty shed 135 points or 0.56% to settle at 24,205. The broader market at Bombay Stock Exchange displayed mixed trend. The mid-cap index shed over 0.3%, while the small-cap index rose more than 1.5%. The National Stock Exchange NSE and the Bombay Stock Exchange BSE will conduct their annual Diwali Muhurat trading sessions tomorrow. This special trading session will mark the beginning of the new calendar year, Samvat 2081. According to the NSE notification, the pre-open trading session will commence at 5:45 p.m. and end at 6 p.m., while the normal market trading will span between 6 and 7 p.m. In the United States, with less than 1 week remaining until the election day on November the 5th, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump are in a tight race to win over the undecided voters. Ms. Harris campaigned in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, while Mr. Trump also visited Wisconsin. According to the election lab at the University of Florida, more than 57.5 million Americans have already voted at polling stations or by mail, and tens of thousands continue to cast early ballots. There are approximately 244 million registered voters in the country. In the 2020 election, voter turnout was around 66%. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile ICBM this morning. The Korean Central News Agency reported that the country's top leader, Kim Jong-un, oversaw the event and stressed that there won't be any change in its policy of developing nuclear force. And that is the end of this news bulletin.